Hi there, neat little MacApp fans! Welcome back to the show, and in this episode I'll be building on the foundations of last show. You might remember I talked about getting your desktop tidy and clean in a jiffy. Well, this time I'll take this concept a bit further. A lot further, actually, but first a short word of thanks to the very first sponsor of this new series of Neat Little MacApps, and that is Noodlesoft. Now, this developer is the brain behind this week's app called Hazel, and I thank them for supporting this podcast. Now, as you might all know, the iPhone 3G has launched, and I plan to review iPhone apps as well once in a while, so I'm sure you all understand that these sponsorships are more than welcome. Now, and just by the way, as previous sponsorship deals, this sponsorship has no influence on my objectivity whatsoever. The Dolphin Adoption Program principle still stands, meaning that everyone can adopt this cute dolphin of a podcast, but you can't take it home with you and, well, put it in your bathtub or something. Anyway, Noodlesoft supports this show, and to learn more on what they're up to, please do visit them and check out their software. You can get there by visiting www.noodlesoft.com or just click the link in the iTunes artwork window, because yes, this still is an enhanced podcast, remember, or you can just hit one of the banners on the site. By all means, try out their software and don't be afraid to give feedback to the developer. I tend to think that this is one of the most useful benefits of distributing demos of software, and that is user feedback. So send him a mail, tell him what you like or what you don't like about his application, and so let all those developers out there tweak their stuff to better fit your needs. You might notice that the sound quality isn't all too well today. That's because we have recently moved in our new home. Yes, I'm there at this very moment recording this very podcast. And immediately I noticed that, well, we have this large living room kitchen in one big open space, and it's kind of echoey. So I'll have to tweak some stuff here and there, perhaps put up some drapes if the wife lets me. Kinda, but we'll see about that, and I'll see what I can do to improve the audio quality. Okay, so I mentioned it before, this week's app is Hazel. It's developed by Noodlesoft, and the current version is a 2.2.1. At first sight, Hazel enables you to do all sorts of file management based upon some rules. Very useful, but that's not all. There is also a whole trash management section, and even a way of wiping apps and all of the associated files out of existence from your system, the apps that you want to see removed, of course. But let's have a look at how this app enables you to keep your system nice, tidy, and fully managed. So I'll start with the most basic feature, trash management. After install, Hazel will have a menu led and a preference pane. You can open it up, and there you have three tabs, folders, trash, and info. Under info, you can have some basic options like do you want to have the menu led visible, do you want to check for updates, do you want to see the log, which is very handy if things went wrong with one of your rules. So very basic information here, but then you have the trash pane, and now it's getting interesting. You see, Hazel works by continuously monitoring all kinds of stuff and then doing things. And what trash is concerned, you can do tons of stuff. For instance, you can make sure that Hazel will delete upon trash age. So certain files that are sitting in the trash for more than X amount of weeks, for instance, it will throw those away. But you can also set it for X amount of days or hours. Another neat feature here is that it will automatically, without you interfering or anything, keep your trash size under a certain amount of space, and let's say 20 megabytes. Now, what is neat is that the developer also included an option what Hazel should do if there are oversized files. For instance, my trash limit is 20 megabytes, I throw in a 100 megabyte file. What should Hazel do with this oversized file? Should it leave it as it is or delete it immediately? Another option here is it can delete your files in the normal manner that the trash would delete the files if you empty it, but you can also have Hazel automatically securely trash your files. And then all of a sudden up pops the app sweep option, and I'm like, what's this doing in here? Of course, app deletion. And then I was like, okay, but there are other programs. Are you telling me that this is also in Hazel? And yes, it is in here. One of the recent updates even improved it a bit. And this is just like AppSapper, for instance. I can't compare the effectiveness of this because I don't throw away that much applications all the time. But this is how it works. If you enable the enable app suite option and throw an app into the trash, a pop-up appears, and that pop-up will ask you if you would like to throw all the associated files of that application out the door also. For instance, the preferences, the application support files, stuff like that. Now you can individually also select which linked files you want to keep or trash. And after that, Hazel will put the associated files in the subfolder in your trash. So if you want to get them back, you can. Now, there are quite some apps that do this, but it's nice to see that this actually is integrated in Hazel. You might or might not have noticed, if you have Hazel running the demo, that is, that I have taken the pains in the opposite direction, because first I handled info, then the trash management, but now we come to the most important part of Hazel, which is folders, the folder tab, and here it gets really interesting. Hazel will do a continuous monitoring on any folder you'd like. You just add the folder on the left column, and then you can start telling Hazel what it should do with that folder, and it will continuously monitor that one folder and see what goes in, and then it will act upon it. For instance, let's do a little demo here. Suppose you have a folder which you want to monitor, and each file that gets in there, you want to have the JPEG files put in a subfolder in that folder. So what you do is you throw that incoming folder, that one folder you want to monitor, in the left column there, you add it there. And then on the right side, you have a couple of options. Now, before I go into the rules, there are some general options here too. For instance, do you want to have duplicate files thrown away or incomplete downloads after 1 week, for instance? That's an option you have here also, but I'll come back to that later. Now, as for the little demo flow, okay, I have an in folder. A lot of files get put into that specific folder, but I want the JPEG files to be put in a separate subfolder. Okay, let's go to rules, and then I have an extra window that comes down, and there I can start building the rules for what I want to do. So in this case, I just added an option, a couple of conditions. For instance, the extension is JPG or JPEG. And then you can tell Hazel what it should do after one of those rules are met. And you really should check out the artwork right now on your iPod or on your iTunes in the artwork window, because the way the developer created it really feels OS X like. It really is good integration. It's very spiffy. And for instance, let me walk you through the possible options here. For the conditions, I'm telling, okay, the extension should be JPEG. But you can actually have a lot of different conditions. You can choose on the full name, the kind, the color label, the comment, the keywords, size. And at the bottom of that long list, you have other. Now, if you click that, then you will suddenly see all the attributes that are available for Spotlight. And this is really great. I can start choosing now, depending on the software I installed, I can start choosing alpha channels. I can choose Amazon user rating. That is probably from my Delicious Library application. I can checked in, checked out. This is Omni Outliner, item count. So every Spotlight option, every spotlight attribute can be used to build your conditions. It really is extraordinary what you can do here and very, very powerful. Now, to do the following thing, what should happen with those JPEGs? Here I can choose a lot of other different options. For instance, I can move a file, I can copy a file, I can rename a file, I can sort the file into a subfolder, set color labels, comments, add keywords, archive files, unarchive files, open files, reveal in Finder, make alias, import into iTunes, import into iPhoto, run an Apple script, run an Automator workflow, run a shell script, run rules on the folder contents, and send crawl notifications or just ignore the files. Those are all the options I have here. And then I can make sure, for instance, in this case, I say sort file into subfolder, and then I can add patterns, for example, the way that a subfolder should be named. I can build it very handy. The developer made sure that you have elements you can drag into that, so that just check out the artwork window to see what I mean. So that way you can add, for instance, to backup underscore date added the underscore JPEGs, and then each subfolder will be created with to backup and then the date of today, of that day, that is, and it will start putting it all in a subfolder continuously without you having to do anything. So this is where I get back at the fact that Hazel can also manage your desktop. If you haven't monitored your desktop and you just say, okay, put everything in a subfolder of the date, for instance, so that way you will have continuously your desktop clean with only a few folders that are date, or you can just move them somewhere else. You choose, you're the boss of this app. It really is a very handy tool. Now, I have a couple of tips, but I hope the developer won't get too angry with me, but I do see a great future for this application, and that's why I have so much tips. First tip, I just mentioned it very briefly earlier on, but you can have your downloads folder emptied on a regular basis, but you have to add it to the left column, to your folders. And this is a bit strange. I don't really see why that is there. It's a grayed out option, and it only becomes available when you have dragged some sort of downloads folder in your folders column. So it strikes me as odd. Why do I need to see this grayed out option? Because just for that one single downloads folder that I might throw in there, whilst most of the time I'll be using regular folders. So I don't really have a valuable alternative to solve this, but perhaps some of our listeners have an idea. So drop me a mail, or better, drop the developer a mail. Another thing I want to mention is time scheduled actions. For instance, at my work, I have those 5 workflows that I run every morning. Why can't I have those flows run at a schedule that I put in there? Another thing that I didn't really find was an option to immediately delete a file instead of move something to the trash. For instance, if I want to have a certain folder being emptied at a regular interval, I can move the files to the trash, but I can't make sure that they are deleted immediately. That would be nice if I would have that option too. So that's Hazel for you. Now, I know there are other ways of getting things like this by, for instance, using Automator of something. But let's face it, it's usability at work here. And I really think that for certain people amongst you, this is exactly the kind of application you're looking for. So once again, thanks to Noodlesoft for supporting the show. Check out their software, Hazel, amongst other things, by clicking the link in our iTunes artwork window, or browse to www.noodlesoft.com, and it means a lot to both them and me. Think of the iPhone thingy that I'm saving up for if you just hop in there and perhaps buy the software. That's it for this podcast. I hope you liked it. Feel free, of course, to hop in at the Neat Little Mac Apps website and leave your comments there. You will find the show notes in there as well. But you can, of course, always use the links provided in the artwork window to get to where I'm talking about. Oh, little plug. just go to the European Podcast Award site. Now, the site is a little bit clunky, but the show is nominated, so you can vote for Neat Little Macapps, and perhaps we can get a big enough number to reel in that European Podcast Award. Yes, they do podcast in Europe. They actually know the thingy there. Strange. Anyway, just hit the link in the iTunes artwork window so you can get there and support this show. If you have an application that you think is truly special, or if you are a developer, don't hesitate to send me your application. You can send it at feedback@neatlittlemacapps.com or just use the feedback form on the site, and you can check out the press kit if you're interested in supporting this show. Twitter fans, you can contact me via twitter.com/NLMA. And oh yeah, in the coming episodes you can expect a couple of strange episodes in there too, because I in a previous life we had a podcast with me. I'm talking about Dimitri Larmuzo from the Source Trunk podcast, and he had a show called System Trash. It's pod faded right now, but I had some really interesting interviews in that show. It was a vidcast, but I had some interviews with Leo Laporte. Now that was audio interview, of course. Zay Frank, Adam Christensen, stuff like that, about how they trashed some kind of system once in their lives. So I'm going to put those interviews online, because you can't find them anywhere because we took it all offline quite some time ago. But I'm going to splice them into the feed, and perhaps some of you might find it really interesting to hear me blabber to those people. Okay, that's it for this episode. Let's close the MacBook lid on this one. Bye. Music for this show is provided by the BC Servers. Track name is Julie Beats, and you can find out more about them at music.podshow.com.